This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. This week, pleased to feature Heather Hampton Nodal, Economic Development Chairwoman of the Montgomery County Board. She is here with us. We're going to talk about the CEO program, talk about economic development in the county, and what other things are on the topic board here. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Heather, welcome back, my friend.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem. We are here to talk about some various things.
Yes.
I guess the big thing stemming from the meeting last night, or yesterday morning.
It felt like last night.
Oh.
Yeah.
was basically the CEO program is off and running and doing well.
It is. It feels like we are literally on a record pace. Montgomery CEO has traveled the same amount of ground and made enough progress in 2 months that it has taken other CEO programs about 18 to 24 months. So it's been very intense, but it's really resonating with businesses and CEO, creating entrepreneurial opportunities. And what that program does is it's going to engage high school seniors in meeting with business people in their businesses and hearing from business speakers every day of the class year. So they will not meet in a classroom, period. They will only be in businesses.
They're out in the field.
They are. And as part of this immersion, they will also create a class business, and money from that will become seed money for the individual class members to start their own businesses. So by the end of the year, hopefully this time next year, we will be able to talk about the trade show for the Montgomery CEO class, which will be open to the public, where they can come and view their various businesses and see if there are some products or services that they might want to buy.
And this program initially started not too far away from where we're talking at now in Effingham County.
Yes, they've had some incredible innovators in that county and creative thinking, and they've really... we're fortunate that mm-hmm. they have overcome the hurdles that they have or pushed through them, whatever was needed, to establish this program, which is now a franchised program. Currently this year, 2015, right now it's in 13 different locations.
Okay.
And next year they will have 27 classes in 25 locations in Illinois, Indiana, Minnesota, and Missouri.
So basically multi-state.
It is. And right now they're having conversations, they being the Midland Institute, which mm-hmm. owns the franchise,
mm-hmm.
they're having conversations with, I think, Tennessee, Colorado, Texas, one of the Carolinas,
okay.
And another state. So this is really just a mushrooming effort that appeals to the need for business development and workforce development and population retention.
And one thing I'll take from this, the kids, the high schooler, they need this. I mean, this they need to get that hands-on
experience. Our communities
experience.
Need this.
Well, absolutely.
Yes.
The kids need to know how this all works. I think some of the school districts do a great job. They've got the building and trades program, which hands-on. They build homes that
right. Especially Litchfield has an
right.
outstanding program for that. Yes.
But this is a lot different because not everyone's going to be a carpenter.
Right.
Not everyone's going to be a builder.
Or a welder.
Right.
Right. Or an electrician.
But this gives them an opportunity to learn and take it from there.
It is. You know, Tobin, I think back to whenever I was in high school and they offered accounting classes.
Mm-hmm.
my nature was I stayed as far away from that as I possibly could. And then we had to have civics class.
Right.
And I remember that although I earned a good grade in it,
mm-hmm.
I did not enjoy that class at all. I hated it. And here's the irony. Now I'm on the county board, and so much of my professional career has been dealt with.
You're not finance committee chairperson, so
no,
that's good.
I know.
That's good.
I know, but I'm on the finance committee now, and I'm economic development committee chairperson. But I ended up, as far as my life pathway, I laugh at all this because I started
mm-hmm.
my own business when I was 24
mm-hmm.
and was employing people by age 25. And had to do all these business things where I had no business class background or anything like that. Plus, a lot of my business was focused on the operations of government.
Right.
So either regulatory, you know, promulgation of regulations or laws and influencing that. And it's just so ironic. And I think that students now may be in the same kind of boat where they don't see themselves signing up for an accounting class or a business 101 mm-hmm. class. However, in the back of their mind, they could see themselves as... I could see myself doing my own thing, whatever
mm-hmm.
that is, if it's
right.
something they enjoy, whether it's artistic, whether it's building things, whether it's computers and computer programming, mm-hmm. or taking apart component parts and making them into something else. Mm-hmm. And that's you hit it on the head. We are trying to couple what their natural interests are with some business abilities so that they could end up doing something they love and doing it well.
The unfortunate thing with the kids even going into college, getting out of college, the job market, it's improving, but it's still not there.
Right.
They're staying in college, getting the master's, getting a doctor,
yeah.
So that way, hopefully,
that four-year track.
You add another 2 years or 4 years, maybe, just maybe, the market's right. improving. I mean,
well, and that's based on a model of you go to school and then you look for a good job mm-hmm. and you become somebody's employee,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
What the CEO model is looking at is how do you solve problems?
Right.
Right? So if the problem is there aren't enough job opportunities here, then maybe the real question to ask is how do I create an opportunity? What kind of market can I reach? What can I do using my skills and talents to meet a need and basically be self-employed or employ other people? And that's where we're kind of turning that,
mm-hmm.
this, I'll call it traditional, but it's definitely been in the last 6 decades. I would call it the traditional way of thinking, you know, go to college, get your job,
mm-hmm.
buy your house, have right. your family. It's just that pattern. We're kind of turning a little bit out on your head. And saying you can create opportunities where you're at. You can bloom in place with a little bit of creativity and innovation.
Basically online.
You can do it online, but there may also be some products or services that existing people in your local marketplace
mm-hmm.
could benefit from. So it's a niche. You don't know until you start asking those questions. And what's interesting with the Effingham class, they started, I think, they're in their 7th year now.
Mm-hmm.
So as of the end of last school year, I think they had 105 students who had completed their program. Of those 105, 104 of them did go on to college. One went into the military. Because with the Effingham program, they do encourage them to go ahead and get a degree.
Right.
Now, many of them are pursuing business degrees, but there are also some that are more specializing in an interest, like one of the current students wants to be a psychiatrist, but mm-hmm. she wants to come back to the Effingham area and open up her own practice. Excellent. Right?
Right.
So you can have professional services, too. It's not just about these trades type of thinking. Well, what they're seeing is those same students out of that 104 are saying, I want to come back to the area. I want to come back to Effingham County, in that example, and either keep running my own business, because at least 25 of them are still running the same businesses that they started through the program.
Right.
That's a huge number.
Absolutely.
Think about how many new business startups that is in mm-hmm. one county, a rural county.
Right.
And then another 20-plus businesses have been started by those same students. So that's more than 45 businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it is supporting them part-time, even if it is only supporting one person full-time, do the math. You know, that's 20 to 45 jobs that have been created. Plus, you're gaining that young population. They know they've got a support network. They feel comfortable in the community. They know they're wanted in the community
right.
and their ideas are welcomed.
Right.
They want to come back and they want to become part of the social fabric of the community as well. So this is really where it becomes transformative.
Right.
And I'm so excited.
One thing I will never say about this, I will always say about this county is it's always welcoming. The people mm-hmm. always know you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a part of this Imagine Hillsborough, which they're trying to
yes.
Revitalize Hillsborough and do some things to better Hillsborough. And it was amazing. We went through everyone in a class in this session. Most of the people went away for a little bit but came back. That's
yeah.
not the problem. We can get the people to come back. It's getting the kids here. That's mm-hmm. the problem. And that's mm-hmm. the million-dollar question that
well, and
needs to be addressed somehow, some way.
Right. And I do not have the silver bullet, but that's
Absolutely.
Why the CEO program is so appealing, is when you can teach people to essentially stand on their own
mm-hmm.
and see opportunities, create opportunities, and have the work ethic to pursue it and see it through. That is a large part of what this program right. is going to enable.
The other thing is, I would not to interrupt here.
Yeah.
They have to establish patience. when they get out of college or whatever,
right.
they're not going to walk into a $100,000 a year job. You're going to start in the mailroom and work your way up, and you know, and that's got to be installed in their brains somehow, some way.
Yeah, well, I think that by visiting different businesses, again, with the CEO program, they'll have the opportunity to tour probably at least 30 businesses, if not 40, throughout the course of the year. And as you're touring the business, a large part of this is to illustrate in each business there are so many different roles that need to be played and so many different skill sets required for each role. So one person may see themselves as the packing and shipping coordinator. That can be right up their alley, where they see databases, inventory management, logistics, locations, and so on. And they just say, yes, I totally relate to that. Somebody else could see themselves in a human resources component, saying, I like the paperwork. I like dotting my I's and crossing my T's. For me personally, I would be in an insane asylum within 2 weeks. That is so not me. But you know, some people really gravitate to that.
Right.
And that's really good for all of us that they do. Somebody else says, I want to be the general manager. I am confident being in charge of people. I believe that we can set a vision and stay true to it.
Right.
I'll take the headaches. I'll take the blame. I'll take all that. But I want to be able to move us forward, right?
Right.
So they're going to see that there are many different roles. And I think that'll be one approach to showing that there's not just one job title, and there's not just one salary level, and there's not just one expectation, that it all varies according to what you do and what the type of organization you're working in does.
Right. And then, you know, the other thing is, and we've talked about this before, you mentioned the other states that are involved with this CEO program, they have different tax structures than Illinois.
Yeah.
And, you know, you learn fairly quickly the tax structure in Illinois and when certain things have to be paid and when...
Right.
Some months you've got five, some months you've got four and three. I mean, most months you've got three. I mean,
that's part of what the students...
It's a learning curve really quick.
They will be exposed to that. I know Emily Batten, for example, she has said,
How's she doing? I haven't heard... That's a name from the past.
I know. Well, and she's very much in the present, but just got her nose to the ground and doing her thing. But
I miss her on the Raymond Village Board.
Yes, she's
no longer on that, but I mean, I just...
but she's going to talk to them about why it's important to understand the laws of the state in which you're working, right? Number one, just get an overview, and here's where you can find out what they are, here's how you do... And we'll have other people along that theme, and then we're going to have accountants talking about not just cash versus accrual accounting, but what are these sorts of timelines? What are the things you need to be aware of? If you have employees, you have to file this. You have to have a W-2 form. Is it a contractor? If you're going to be a contractor, you're going to have a 1099.
Unless you're an LLC.
Incorporated
or whatever.
Let's look at business structures.
Right.
Proprietorship, LLC, sub S, sub C, and on and on. So we're going to have people.
Can they make it simpler, please?
Oh, no. We ask that, but then when it happened, I'm not sure everybody would like the result.
Probably.
I don't know.
Probably.
That's when
we have a new governor, and he is a businessman, so I don't know. Yeah. But, I mean, I do think this program is really good. I do, and it's a step forward. Now, you and I were talking before we went on the air today. I had an individual come up to me, concrete layer, and it's like, you know, love this county, love this area, but what is there for me to do to keep me here?
Right.
And that is
a perpetual question.
I couldn't give him an answer on that question.
Right.
I mean, because I know there are things in the works that are trying to entice the kids to stay.
Yeah.
But if another opportunity arises in another state or something that it's better for them, what is there to keep them here?
Right. Well, I think, and that question is one to be asked on several levels. So I guess I'll look at it from a personal level initially. And there are, again, there's no silver bullet to it.
Right.
And all you can do is lay out and say, well, this is what we have.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's up to people to go out and find it. Okay. It's not like everybody's going to have advertisements in their face every minute of the day saying, we really are. Number one, we're kind of like a land of the lakes here in central Illinois.
We are.
We have Lou Yeager. We have two Hillsborough lakes. And some You've would got Coffeen Lake, all in one county.
And some would say those lakes are valuable. Our most valuable assets are so underappreciated and underutilized and underpromoted.
Right. So there's an opportunity right there. If you, if it's boating or fishing or just hanging out at the beach or maybe a camping opportunity or so on. So you have that outdoors type element. There's Brammer Sanctuary, beautiful, wonderful paths.
Absolutely.
Which, by the way, we now have the trails for Brammer Sanctuary on the Montgomery County website.
Cool.
So there's like a business and lifestyle tab people can pull down. Mm-hmm. And I think that Bill Purcell, the IT guy with the county, may have also posted them just right on the home page, so people could pull that up and say, yeah, I'd like to go just mm-hmm. check that out. So there's kind of the wildlife side of things. Then from a tax standpoint, and we could argue and investigate all day long about Illinois structures, but right. I know yesterday I had a conversation with our new public defender,
mm-hmm.
and her comment was, I cannot believe she's so happy that they're here.
Mm-hmm.
They're moving from Champaign County. Her children are finishing out the school year. In Champaign County,
right.
and then they will move. But they have bought a house here
mm-hmm.
with 1.4 acres, five-bedroom house.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I can't believe what we got for our money. Love the location.
Right.
Love where we're at. Love the town.
Mm-hmm.
And we're able to get so much more out of the same amount of money
right.
than we could have in a more populated county, a densely populated county.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's trying to recruit one of her other friends to move with their family because they're going to look at possible employment in the Springfield area. And she's saying, please, come live with us so our children can go
When's
to school
the next
together.
Next census, 5 years?
I know.
Perfect.
I know.
All right.
And she has four children. So I'm like, you go.
Go.
But I think that these things start to add up. You know, we have a low violent crime rate. It's generally a very safe area. There is a large commuter set, so there are opportunities to carpool if people would like to do that. Again, I am one who likes my independence, so kind of like, you know, I'll ride with you, but realize
right.
I have to make this stop on the way home. Are you okay with that?
Right.
But there are many other things. I mean, the schools are
This is
are
a
doing,
very giving county.
It is extremely giving county. We have, I don't know the current number of service organizations. At one time, we had more than 200
mm-hmm.
volunteer organizations. So you can get involved. You can serve others in almost any way you'd like.
I mean, look at the Cancer Association.
Oh, gosh.
Over $100,000. I mean, that's just...
It's tremendous.
Tremendous.
It's
I mean,
tremendous.
It really is.
And you look at all the church groups, and within mm-hmm. each church, you have a variety of youth groups and just service
oh, absolutely.
All around us, and it's a wonderful example
mm-hmm.
to bring children up within and to be part of.
We've got a couple minutes on the program. You mentioned the business. What type of businesses are taking part in this? Because I know there's about, what, 40?
I think it's 43 investors
okay.
as of today, and then we have another five or so that are called Friends of CEO,
mm-hmm.
very similar commitment levels, but... Maybe they're just not sure if they can make the 3-year commitment or not. So examples, Almond Auctions.
Good. That's Realty and Auctions, okay.
Yeah. But it's their auction house that is mm-hmm. the primary on mm-hmm. this one.
Welcomes you into Nokomis, yes.
Right. We have several banks. First National Bank of Litchfield.
That's key.
Ameriprise Financial Solutions.
Okay.
Compass Ventures, which is also Financial Services
mm-hmm.
of America. But
mm-hmm.
Financial FSA is the joiner there. Westside Cinema, Wright Automotive, Weta Camp Electric at Witt, give him a shout out.
Mm-hmm.
Steele Dawson Funeral Homes
okay.
was actually one of our first investors, just right off the top. He said, I'm in. This is so needed. Marty gets it.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed. So I should have brought my list with me.
The
it's
point
incredible.
It goes across the gamut. It's just not
it does.
Structured in.
One sector.
Right.
No, our farm, Noda Limited, okay. Borgic Farms, Phil Borgic. He said, this so makes sense.
Right.
We need this in our area. And we also have service groups. Hillsborough Chamber of Commerce is an investor.
Mm-hmm.
The Sertoma Club just voted to be an investor. So,
cool.
Yes, it's just absolutely tremendous.
We are out of time.
Oh, okay.
We are out of time. Heather, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And look forward to our chats in the future. We'll have you on again as this program matures and see
Great.
Where we go.
Keep
so.
Encouraging students to apply right now, okay?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. And that's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. Our guest this week was Heather Hampton-Nodal from the Montgomery County Board. We will talk to you next week. Until then, so long.